السلام علیکم ورحمۃ اللہ. اشہد ان لا الہ الا اللہ وحدہ لا شریک لہ واشهد ان محمدا عبده ورسوله اما بعد فاعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. وَإِذَا سَأَلَكَ عِبَادِي عَنِّي فَإِنِّي قَرِيبٌ أُجِيبُ دَعْوَةَ الدَّاعِ إِذَا دَعَانِ فَلْيَسْتَجِيبُوا لِي وَلْيُؤْمِنُوا بِي لَعَلَّهُمْ يَرْشُدُونَ. یہ آیت جو میں نے تلاوت کی ہے,
حضور says that this verse which I have just recited, Allah Almighty says in that, the translation is as follows, and when my servants ask you about me, you say that I am near. I answer the prayer of the supplicant when he prays to me. So therefore, they should hearken to me and believe in me so that they may follow the right path. Huzur says that this verse, this commandment of Allah Almighty, this is connected with the details of fasting and their regulations. That is to say that in order to become the servant of Allah and to see the acceptance of the prayer, this requires a struggle, a concerted effort. And the fasting in Ramadan is also like a concerted struggle. Those people who understand it fully and they should be observed as such, and one should keep fast with this understanding that we are doing it for the sake of Allah and it's not a mere starvation. And what are the requirements, requisites of that? One should fully know that. Anyway, as I said, the fasting is a struggle, a concerted effort in the way of Allah. Allah Almighty does not need that anybody should go hungry, nor he is interested in the worships of the people, apparently, as it goes. But as we have seen that in these verses, Allah Almighty has mentioned that he has put the conditional, the acceptance of the prayer when he supplicates. He has not mentioned that anybody who calls upon me and prays to me, I am always ready to respond to that one, whatever may be his deeds and whatever his condition may be. Not like this, but Allah Almighty says, فَلْيَسْتَجِيبُوا لِي, that if you want to have the acceptance of prayer, that I should accept their prayers, then it is their responsibility that they should listen to me carefully and respond to it faithfully. And then secondly, وَيُؤْمِنُوا بِي, they should believe in me. Now this instruction is for the believers, but still Allah Almighty says that they must believe in me. So it means to strengthen their faith, and they should make further progress in their faith. Because Iman is not simply one declaration which is just hollow. Rather, after that one should take steps towards progress. And the belief in the existence of Allah, and one's and there should be a continuous progress in that. And when this condition will be there, then he will be eligible to be called going to the right path, and also he will get that station, which is the station and the rank of a true believer. Allah Almighty, when He said that La Allahum Yarshudun, the meaning of that is that the true virtue and the guidance, if they continue to take steps in this right direction, and they are always seeking for perfection in their guidance, and the statements of Allah, the commandments of Allah Almighty, which they have to respond to, and through which one has to increase in one's faith in Allah, how would you find that? For that purpose, Allah Almighty says in the Holy Quran has been given to us, and that through that book we can find out, which is the sum total of all guidance. And Allah Almighty has mentioned this statement in the very beginning, saying ذَلِكَ الْكِتَابُ لَا رَيْبَ فِيهِ هُدًى لِلْمُتَّقِينَ, that this is the perfect book, there is no doubt in it, and this is certainly a source of guidance for the righteous. Those people who are seeking after the guidance, those who want to strengthen their faith in Allah, those who want to touch the climax of the virtues, and those who want to see the acceptance of the prayers of whatever they are doing, there is no way for them, but this perfect book is there, which has been revealed to the perfect messenger. So therefore, in order to become true servant of Allah Almighty, and also to partake from the acceptance of prayer, and also to reform this life and the hereafter, there is no other way but this one, that all the commandments should be abided by, and whatever Allah Almighty has mentioned. And the paths of that are shown to us by reading the Holy Quran, and the example of which we see in the life of this noble prophet, the Holy Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. In his example we see that actually the true picture of the Holy Quran is the person, can be seen in the person of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And directing to this one, Allah Almighty has told the believers, لَقَدْ كَانَ لَكُمْ فِي رَسُولِ اللَّهِ أُسْوَةٌ حَسَنَةٌ لِمَنْ كَانَ يَرْجُ اللَّهَ وَالْيَوْمَ الْآخِرَ وَذَكَرَ اللَّهَ كَثِيرًا. Certainly, for you, in this messenger of Allah Almighty is the excellent example for everyone, for all those people who believe in Allah and believe in the last day, in the coming of that, and remembers Allah Almighty very much. So the belief in the day of judgment, and the belief that people is going to stand accountable in front of God, and the remembrance of Allah and His worship, all these things in the sight of Allah Almighty, they will become worthy of acceptance when you follow the example of this beloved Prophet of Allah Almighty, the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And this noble example, to follow that, is actually in obedience to this command of Allah Almighty, of the verse which I have recited earlier on. In that it is mentioned, وَإِذَا سَعَلَكَ عِبَادِي أَنِّي, when my servants they ask thee about me. If they are my servants, they are believers, then certainly from you, O my prophet, they are going to ask this question from you. Because the question is asked only from that person who knows the path fully well. And he knows the direction about which the question is being asked. The one who is the player of that field. And those people who have the desire to go towards Allah Almighty, they would definitely ask such a person who has been made a very special and beloved messenger of Allah Almighty, regarding whom Allah Almighty has declared that in order to become the beloved of Allah Almighty, you have to follow that messenger. A Muslim, a believer, they cannot even imagine this thing, that that they should be asking the way from somebody else, or they should consider anybody else as the role model. Apart from this beloved Prophet of Allah Almighty, for the believers, for us who are living in this age and time, for them, if there is anybody who can be a role model, an example, after the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, then they are the companions of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, who followed him meticulously. Or in this age, the greatest lover of this beloved of Allah Almighty, who has guided us to understand the commandments of Allah Almighty. And also he has shown us the ways of how we can be devoted in extreme love of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So therefore, apart from the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, those who are setting up some other example, then the source of all that is the person of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, who is the complete, total servant of Allah Almighty. And now until the day of judgment, no such perfect man can be created, can be born, who could be of the same excellence as the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So Allah Almighty says to this Abd-e Kamil, the perfect servant, that when in order to get nearness to Allah Almighty and also for the acceptance of their prayers, those people who have gathered around you and they ask thee about me, that where I am, then you tell them that inni kareeb, that I am very close, I am very near. But in order to get that nearness, you have to have the eyesight of true perception. You have to have such eyes to see that, to behold that. And in order to get that, you have to look at the example of my beloved. Because it is he who perfectly is acting upon my commandments meticulously. The one who, those who looked at the example of the Holy Prophet and followed that, and those people who had who demonstrated the true love of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, they became the people of God and the true servants of Allah Almighty. They saw the examples of the nearness of Allah Almighty. And they also tasted the fruit of Ujibu Dawat Ad-Da'i Zadane, and they listened to the acceptance of their prayers, and they showed the saw the example of the acceptance of the divine assistance and power. And so the answer to the questioners even today is the same answer which was for 1400 years ago. Today as well, the God of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is living as he was living all the time, and he is going to live for all times. So if the need is there, then the need is to understand those commandments. If the need is there, then it is to act upon the example of that great prophet. And that example, and that noble example, we have to continue to bring these things to our mind and remind ourselves about that, so that the standards of our virtues and goodness should increase, so that we can keep an eye on our weaknesses and shortcomings, so that our faith in Allah Almighty should be strengthened all the time and very strong, and we can also understand the philosophy of the acceptance of prayer. The Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, where through his action and through his example he reformed over us, he also gave the advice to the people. And Ramzan is the month, which is it draws the attention more than ever before. It draws the attention that we should abstain from vices and sins and reform ourselves. And also this is the month of the acceptance of prayer. In this, the noble example of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, it used to increase many hundred times more. For example, in giving the charity, he was absolutely generous. Normally, in ordinary days, he was so, and nobody could compete even in that state. But in the hadith, it is mentioned that his generosity during the month of Ramzan was used to be more stronger than the strong wind. And similarly, acting upon other commandments of the Allah Almighty was like that. And this thing which I have mentioned, and always it is said that one cannot reach to the standard of the actions of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. But still, Allah's command is that we should follow in his example. It does not mean that when you cannot reach to that standard, so what is the need of acting upon that? So what is the meaning of uswa and the example in that case? So Allah Almighty has given everybody some faculties and some abilities. And this subject has been clarified and explained to us by the promised Messiah alayhi salatu wasalam. Whatever is the ability, whatever is the strength of a person, one has to fully employ that. And Allah Almighty, who knows the capabilities and the abilities of all the people, though that Allah Almighty who does not put burden more than one's capacity, he says that this role model is there, this example is for you, you have to follow that. And through following this noble example, then according to your abilities, you are going to be rewarded. And this point should also be remembered, that to determine the extent of the ability is not the job of a human being. But Allah Almighty knows that what sort of ability is there in a certain person. The duty of a person is only that one should strive and struggle to the highest point and then leave the matter to Allah. And the job of a mu'min is to continuously wage the jihad and struggle. And the meaning of jihad is that with all the abilities and powers one should struggle. And with utmost devotion and dedication and employing all your abilities and faculties, putting oneself into hardship and continuously do that one. That is the meaning of jihad. And to work to that extent that a person gets tired absolutely. This is the true meaning of jihad. This is the meaning of jihad. Allah Almighty says in one place, وَالَّذِينَ جَاهَدُوا فِينَا لَنَهْدِيَنَّهُمْ سُبُلَنَا. And those people who try to meet us, we definitely guide them to the paths which lead them to us. So Allah Almighty, the word jahadu, by using this word, Allah Almighty has drawn our attention to the point that a human being who wants to increase in his faith for the attainment of nearness to Allah Almighty, he has to put the struggle, he has to do jihad. And such an effort should be there, which should be continuous and which should extremely tire him. And when such an effort is there, then Allah Almighty comes forward and embraces that person. This is Allah Almighty, this is the commandment of Allah Almighty, but Allah Almighty is so noble and so gracious that he has given this commandment that in order to reach me, you employ all your faculties and struggle hard with all the strength that you have. But the Holy Prophet ﷺ was told that you tell the people, tell your followers and believers that when they take one step towards me, then I take two steps towards them. When they come to me walking, then I come to them running. So the efforts of a human being are just efforts in name. Our beloved God, is so much giving. He gives so much that when he looks at the people, that my servant, Falyastajibuli, acting upon my commandment, then in order to get the nearness of Allah Almighty, he has taken one single step, that Allah Almighty, out of his grace and mercy, he continues to shrink the distance between them. And a weaker person, and the one who is desirous of becoming Abd-e Rahman, the servant of Rahman God, Allah Almighty embraces him to himself. The Holy Prophet ﷺ has mentioned that the Allah Almighty, looking at that person who comes to him, is more pleased than the mother feels when she finds her last son. So this is the manifestation of Rahmaniyat. Otherwise, what are the efforts of human beings, very humble and modest beings? And it is the mercy of Allah Almighty which brings him closer. Anyway, I come back to my subject which I was mentioning. As I said, that the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, his example, his noble tradition, which was in relation to which was a true picture of acting upon the commandments of Allah Almighty, and during the month of Ramzan, extraordinary examples of that are to be seen. But in ordinary days as well, his worship and prayers and the good morals and discharging the rights of the people, there are certain examples which are not to be seen in any other person. Regarding the worship regarding other matters, I present some examples. There is one narration that once, because of falling down from the horse, the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, one part of his body was very badly injured. He could not stand and offer the prayer. So therefore, he led the prayer while he was sitting. But in that condition as well, he did not skip any prayer in congregation. And when in the Battle of Uhud, when the some pieces of metal, they were injured his body, and he was injured and he was in great distress. So on that day as well, when he listened to the call for prayer, and he came for the prayer just as he used to come in ordinary days, then Hazrat Aisha has depicted the situation of his prayer, that the part of the prayer was so long and so beautiful that one cannot find appropriate words to describe that. So this was the perfect man who set up a very beautiful example of the worship, of the prayer. And it also created beauty in the worships of his companions. When Allah Almighty says that the people should respond to me, then I can tell them about my nearness. Then the very first and the very important and the fundamental stage of that through which one person has to pass through, that is to be very, very meticulous in one's prayer, very perfect and regular. And this worship we do not have to do because of Ramadan, and it is not to be done only in Ramadan with so much devotion. But as we see in the life of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that in ordinary days, in ordinary situations, rather because of sickness or because of battle, when he was not feeling well, at that time he was so particular in expressing this right of servitude, that he was so regular in his prayers. When Allah Almighty has given the commandment that this is the indication of the believers, that yukimuna salat, that they observe the institution of prayer. In order to offer the prayer in congregation, at the time of the prayer they gather in one place. Then that perfect man who was asked to make this declaration, that kul inna salati wa nusuki wa mahiyaya wa mamati lillahi rabbil alameen, that O Prophet, you announce that my prayers and my sacrifices and my living and my death, everything is entirely for the sake of Allah, who is the Lord of all the universe. So how he could tolerate this thing, that in any situation, whatever it may be, he should deviate in the least from this commandment of Allah Almighty, or he can just ignore that. Rather, in his last sickness, when he was extremely weak, he couldn't walk, he leaned against some people and came into the mosque. So all these things this was because he was completely lost in the love of Allah. So in order to increase in the faith and to pinnacle of the worship and the love can only be attained when there is extreme love, only then this can be attained. So Allah Almighty tells us that the height of the love, if you want to see, that is in the Holy Prophet. So when you ask the question that where is Allah, then you see Allah Almighty in the example of this beloved of Allah Almighty. You try to do justice to become my true servant, then you will be able to see me. Those people, if you just came to the mosque frequently in the mosque and then you forgot, or rather when these difficult days are upon you, so you are trying to excel one another in coming to the mosque, and when the situation is improved and then you forget that, or when the time passes by, then you forget me. So this is not called responding to my call and my commandment. This is just you are fulfilling your own need. You know, when you responding to my call will be then, when these situations are the emotional moments, are difficult times, these days of this atmosphere of spiritual atmosphere of Ramadan, even if it is no more there, still. Still you follow the example of my beloved Prophet, and then your worship and your prayers and acting upon other commandments, you should act upon to follow that, and this should be done on a regular basis, on a permanent basis. As I said, because of the situation, people are more mindful of the worship, because in the Pakistan these days, the conditions of Ahmadis in Pakistan, that the whole Ahmadiyya world has enabled them to increase the standards of their worship and to improve their conditions. Many people, because of the prayers and their close relationship, they have been given the satisfaction by Allah Almighty. So that is to say that in Qareeb, the experience of witnessing that has been granted to those people. The very difficult situation on the Ahmadis, and regarding the two jalsas after that, this condition is continuing the hearts, and now the Ramadan has come. This is also a month of to see the acceptance of the prayer and to get the nearness of Allah Almighty. This is a very special month. During this month, when there is a need of increasing your effort to the highest point, you should also pray that this condition should stay with us permanently. At the end of Ramadan, or with the lapse of passage of time, gradually and slowly, we should not go back to our weaker situation and condition before. The Ahmadis are fully mindful that these jalsas, which they were brought about by the jalsas and by the coming of the Ramadan, further beauty is going to be there, and they are writing to me for the prayer of that. But they should also pray that this change should not be a temporary one. Rather, this should be a permanent one. And we should be able to become true servants of Allah Almighty, and thus we should be raising the standards of worship to the higher stations, and we should work hard that through our prayers and our worship, we should get that nearness of Allah Almighty. The continuity of that never ends, and the standards of our worship should continue to rise, our standards of righteousness continue to rise. And in order to achieve that, Hazrat Masih Maud alayhi salam has mentioned in one place, the method which he has mentioned is, he says that you remember that first and foremost and most important thing is this prayer is essential, that one should try to purify oneself from all sins. This is the essence and the gist of all the prayers. Because when this prayer is going to be accepted and a person is completely safeguarded from filth and sin, then he becomes purified in the sight of Allah Almighty. Then all other prayers which are related to some of his requirements and needs, then even he need not have to ask for that. He says that this is very hard and a very demanding type of prayer is that one should be completely purified from the sin. He says that this is very difficult and one has to work very hard for that. But actually this is the very first prayer, that one should be purified from all types of sins. So this is the prayer which is the real one. That when a person tries to purify himself from all types of filth and sins, then truly, according to the instruction of Allah Almighty, he is acting upon that one, that you respond to me. The Holy Quran, as I said, is filled with the commandments of Allah Almighty. When you act upon that, then you will be able to respond to the call of Allah Almighty. And only then we will be able to cleanse ourselves from the sins, and we will be doing the efforts for that. And there are so many commandments of Allah Almighty, as I said, in the Holy Quran. All of them, they cannot be mentioned in one sitting. During the month of Ramadan, when people pay more attention to the recitation, when they are reciting the Holy Quran, when they listen to the dars, then in those, then there is a time, every moment should try to listen, to remove these sins, and try to abide by those commandments. And with reference to the example of the Holy Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, I am going to mention a few things regarding the worship. I have given you just a brief reflection of that. Now, regarding his own other example, I present some other examples. Allah Almighty says, وَوَفُوا بِاللَّهْدِ إِنَّ اللَّهْدَ كَانَ مَسْهُولًا, that you fulfill your commandments and your promises. Regarding promises, you are going to be questioned. Now, in this matter, how much the Holy Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam abided by this one, Huzaifa bin Yaman relates that this was the point which stopped me from joining Badr, that there was another person with me, and on the way, the Quraysh caught us, and they asked us, are you going to Muhammad? They said, we are going to Medina, and they took the promise from us that we will not take part in the battle along with the Holy Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, and we relate the whole thing to the Holy Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. The Holy Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said that yes, you go and fulfill your covenant, your promise, as opposed to our enemies, against our enemy. We will seek the help of Allah through the prayer. He said that you go and stick to your promise, although we are need, but in opposition to our enemy, we will get all the help from Allah Almighty through prayer. So this is the high standard of compliance, following the covenant. When at the time of Badr, there was a need of the help of each and everyone, and there was a large army of the opponents, of the disbelievers, and they were well equipped as well. As opposed to that, the Muslims, their condition was just, they were almost empty-handed. But Allah Almighty says that the Prophet said that you have made a promise, now you fulfill that, and I will seek the help from Allah Almighty. And then the whole world saw, and the history has recorded that, and the enemy, and they are also admit that this complete compliance of the promise by the Holy Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, he had full trust in Allah Almighty. That God who was always very close to this true servant, how Allah Almighty showed the manifestation of his nearness, he accepting the prayer of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, those people who were without any arms, they were made victorious upon that army. They not only became dominant upon them, rather they were completely routed. And it was a dominance which was so clear and so evident, and the confidence with which he said that I will get the help from Allah Almighty through my prayer. That conviction, Allah Almighty fulfilled that through the help and also strengthened the faith of the companions. And there was a complete awe upon the enemy. One lady at the time of the victory of Mecca, he promised that he is going to give a protection to the some non-believers. And the Holy Prophet ﷺ said that, Umme Hani, the one you have given the protection to someone, so we honor your commitment. So if you have given them the word, then he said that we take care of that and we stick to that one. And some people opposed to this point. And the Holy Prophet ﷺ, who was there to establish the right morals, he said that now you stick to your promise, and as you have made the promise, so we also agree and abide by that. Now we see what we see nowadays, that on petty things, people are very frequently breaking their promises and they destroy the peace of society. In other people, this example, there are so many, but sometimes even in Jamaat, such examples are to be seen. And on top of that, sometimes people start bring in the falsehood when the litigation goes there and when the matters are being decided. So in that case, on one side is the breaking of the covenant, on the other side, they are also using falsehood, which takes a person outside the domain of the servitude of Allah Almighty. And Allah Almighty has mentioned that the shirk, the associating partners with Allah, and falsehood is one and thing. Vajtanibu qawla zur. Allah Almighty has mentioned that you avoid the filth of the idols and avoid the falsehood. So the Promised Messiah says that falsehood is also a filth like associating partners with Allah Almighty. As Allah Almighty has mentioned in this verse, that Promised Messiah says that here the falsehood is just placed by the side of the idol, and the idol is also like a falsehood. As there is no truth behind the falsehood, behind the idol. Similarly, the falsehood is just nothing. And those people who tell lie, their credibility is lost. And whenever they speak the truth, but people doubt whether there might be something wrong in that. When in these matters people add falsehood in their matters, and then Allah Almighty, they are treated just like that person who sets up partners with Allah Almighty. And the one who associates partner with Allah Almighty, he cannot make any claim of being the servant of Allah Almighty. So this is a matter about which we should be extremely worried and concerned. Some people think that a small minor misstatement here and there is not a falsehood. It does not come into the category of falsehood. As a matter of fact, it is there. It is a falsehood. The Holy Prophet ﷺ has said to that extent that for a person to become a liar, this is good enough, that he spreads whatever he hears. So these are the minute things which people have to abide by, and these are the things about which Allah Almighty wants us to respond to these things meticulously and minutely. And these are the things which create strength and courage in your faith. With reference to fasting, the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam has particularly mentioned about this. Hazrat Abu Huraira radhiyallahu ta'ala anhu narrates, the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam has mentioned that a person who does not avoid telling lie and act according to that one, that Allah Almighty is not in need at all, that a person should abandon his food and drink. And then a narration says that the fasting is like a shield. And as long as he does not break this shield and damage this shield with a falsehood. The fast is observed by a mu'min. When the falsehood is there, then the faith is gone. Then because the fasting is for the sake of Allah Almighty, when there is a falsehood, then Allah Almighty is no more there. Then it is like setting up partners with Allah. So therefore that fast is also goes overboard. So it's not only about fasting, but in ordinary things, this is equated with the setting up partner with Allah Almighty falsehood. And in this, during the month of Ramzan, we have to consider this thing very much, that we have to analyze some of our weaknesses and try to remove that. Only then we can become the true servants of Allah. And we can take our steps towards the strengthening of the faith. And we can respond to the commandments of Allah Almighty. And we can listen to the wording of Inni Kareeb from Allah Almighty, that I am very near to you. And regarding the obligations towards the society, the Holy Quran has mentioned in great detail, and also in the life of the Holy Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, we see lot of details of that in his life. For example, there is one right of taking care of the relationship. Those who are your kith and kin, your related to you, Allah Almighty has particularly mentioned about those rights and responsibilities, and every occasion of nikah these verses are recited. But in compliance, people do not pay much attention. But this close relationship, they are a relationship from both sides, from the boy and from the girl. If the obligations and those rights are discharged, then those complications which are there, they would no more be there. Now this type of examples are increasing. Nowadays, there are some cracks in some relationship these days. And that is the cause of that. The Holy Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, he was not only used to emphasize on keeping these close relationship intact, not only he used to take care of these relationship, but also the relationship of somebody nursing the child. So this recipe is very important to do away with the present day condition, and this is one of the cause of the breakage of marriages and family relationship. And sometime the relationship between the husband and wife, there are cracks because of that. So Allah Almighty says that my servant, if you have to get the benefit of that, then you have to do full justice to your worship and also show good morals, and also discharge the responsibilities towards the fellow beings. And the example of that, Allah Almighty has presented before us in the person of the Holy Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And the advice about that, the Holy Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam has given us. And when this condition will be there, then we would be counted among those people who are really attaining the nearness of Allah Almighty. Otherwise, the Hazrat Masih Maud alayhi salatu wasalam has mentioned this thing in one place, saying that I am near, but you are far away. So therefore, reform your deeds and actions, and then you will find me very close to you. So this is a matter which relates on both sides. And the first step has to be taken by human beings. And may it be so that we are able to understand this principle, as Hazrat Masih Maud alayhi salatu wasalam has mentioned, in order to avoid the sins, we have to continuously be praying so that during this blessed month, we can get the blessings of Allah Almighty, and we may be counted among those people who are very close to Allah Almighty. During the days of Ramadan, the Jamaat is already doing, but I am just reminding this thing to all. that in relation to Pakistan, regarding Pakistan, regarding the Ahmadis in Pakistan, especially pray for them. You pray that Allah Almighty always envelop us in the under His mercy, and all the plans of the enemies, they are frustrated. Allah Almighty keep the Jamaat under His special protection, and manifestation of His divine power is shown to us, and those people who are wicked enemies, Allah Almighty eliminate those people. The condition of Pakistan, people do not understand. The people at the helm of affair in Pakistan, the leadership, they do not know to what direction they are going and what is going to happen. Allah Almighty have mercy upon them, and Allah Almighty show us the advance progress of Islam and Ahmadiyyat more than ever before. Ameen.
Alhamdulillah nahmaduhu wa nasta'inuhu wa nastaghfiruhu wa nu'minu bihi wa natawakkalu alayhi wa na'udhu billahi min shururi anfusina wa min sayyi'ati a'malina من يهد الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله ونشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله عباد الله رحمكم الله إن الله يأمر بالعدل واللسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون اذكروا الله يذكركم وادعوه يستجب لكم ولذكر الله أكبر.